Hello and welcome to another episode of Science Chat, the Science Communication Podcast. I'm Sean Marshall. You might have thought that PTA only stood for Parent and Teachers Association, but it also stands for Parliamentary Technology Assessment. And it's this PTA that the organisation PASITA are involved in. Their aim is to strengthen the institutional foundation of European technology assessment by helping countries establish and approve their PTA activities. The first Irish national workshop of the PASITA project recently took place in Dublin Science Gallery, where a number of noted technology assessment speakers debated the topic Connecting Society and Technology. And I recently spoke to Paddy O'Reilly of UCC about this and the PASITA project. Firstly, Paddy, can you tell me exactly what the PASITA project is and who's involved in it?
Okay, first, Sean, thanks for inviting me to talk about the project. Just briefly to go through it, it's a European-funded project through the FP7 program. So ourselves in UCC would be involved in that consortium together with 14 other partners from around Europe. The makeup of the consortium would be a mix of, I suppose, what you'd call TA or technology assessment institutions, as well as non-TA institutions. So UCC being a university would be a non-TA institution. Just to explain what TA is, I suppose the project would see it as related to the capacity of policymakers to make well-informed decisions on issues of science and technology. So I suppose the catch words in that is well-made decisions or evidence-based decisions, and then on the behalf of policymakers, policy advisors, to do with science and technology. So the project would have kicked off last year. We've probably slipped into another gear since about April, where we've been focusing on the Irish situation. So we'd be taking what we learned in the previous year from what is happening around Europe and now seeing how we can apply that to the Irish situation. So we would have had a workshop on May the 8th with a lot of the high-level policymakers in Ireland, together with academics and as well as stakeholders from civic initiatives. So that's broadly what it's about, Sean. It's about enhancing, expanding, I suppose, the capacity for evidence-based policymaking on issues of science and technology.
Okay, and you mentioned the TAs in it, which are the technology assessment groups. So there's already TAs or PTAs established in other countries, but there isn't really one in Ireland. Is that true?
Yeah, I suppose it's a fairly topical point at the moment, Sean. As far as Europe is concerned, we'd be classified as rather immature when it comes to evidence-based decision-making on issues of science and technology, specifically on the societal impacts. So that would be carried through into the PASITA project. We'd be classified, or Ireland would be classified as non-PTA. Now, that said, you'll still find a lot of TA-type activities and well-performed TA-type activities in Ireland, but sort of on a scattered basis. We don't have any single entity that's responsible for TA, and that's maybe one of the big differences between Ireland and our colleagues in other European countries such as Germany, Norway, Netherlands, the Catalans would have a single institution. So that would be the big difference, really.
And how is the project funded? Is it a European funding?
Yeah, so the funding would come through the FP7 program. There'd be a consortium of 15 then funded through that for this PASITA project, with the idea that the funding will create, I suppose, improved and in some cases new capacity within countries such as Ireland for improving our TA type activities.
Yeah. So even though we don't have a PTA as such at the moment, we are obviously, involved in the consortium and in the project. So what exactly is your role and UCC's role in that project?
Yeah, I suppose we'd have there's a number of different work packages in it. I would see, our main objective really is bringing learnings from Europe, from our partners in Europe, to the Irish situation. So, for example, we would have looked at what the Catalans are doing. We would look at what the Rathenew Institute in Netherlands are doing, what the Danish Board of Technology is doing in Denmark, and I suppose trying to take or glean knowledge from what they're doing and see if we can apply it in Ireland. So for me personally, and for maybe the UCC, I suppose, element of the project, we'd be very much in tune with trying to bring this back to Ireland and see what we can do with that knowledge. And that was one of the big reasons for the organising last Tuesday's workshop, which really is the first national workshop in Ireland, I suppose, specifically to do with technology assessment. It was to bring European experts to Ireland, and we were fortunate to have some of the top individuals in the space present what they are finding out about technology assessment in their countries and providing those insights to us here in Ireland. And then as a result of those insights, us asking questions of ourselves in terms of how well we're doing in this space.
How do the PTAs, how do they generate an influence? Do they advise locally in their individual countries, or is it that they band together to advise the European Commission as a whole? Mm.
Yeah, they do it a few ways, Sean, and even they work at a national level, some at a region level, but then they aggregate up to a European level. So just to explain what I mean by that, you would have, let's say, in, I suppose, in Spain, in the Catalonia region, you'd have a regional institution there, okay? Most other countries would have a national institution. So, there, for example, I mentioned a while ago, the Rathenew Institute in the Netherlands. Now, they, again, different countries work different ways. For example, the Rathenew would be very much into, I suppose, being a catalyst to debate on issues in their own country. Other institutions, maybe the Austrians, for example, would take very much an academic approach where they would produce academic reports, which then would be consumed maybe by policymakers. So they tend to vary differently in terms of the type of impact they're trying to create. So some would be trying to create very much a societal impact, a catalyst to dialogue within the society. Others are more geared towards sort of academic type reports, geared at, I suppose, parliamentarians, policy makers. Now, that said, a lot of the national institutions will also be part of European level institutions, which would work in terms of maybe doing reports on behalf of the European Parliament. So I'm thinking in terms of maybe there's a group called ETAG, ETAG. There's also another association called EPTA, which would be sort of representative body of the national institutions. So to answer your question, Sean, they're working at really different levels. The main level really would be a national level.
And is there any evidence that you can point to, you know, of the group's success in any of their own countries or even on a European basis?
Yeah. So again, if you look at the different institutions, they'll measure their successes in different ways. So again, maybe going back to the example I gave, the Rathenew Institute would point to the fact that the work they're doing has led to, for example, TV documentaries based on issues they're raising. They would have got people on, let's say, radio so many times per month, per year, again, sort of being a catalyst to discussion. So they'd measure it in terms of one way, and they would claim, and I would agree with them, they tend to be very successful in the areas they focus on. If you then go across to the Austrians, and they will show metrics around the number of maybe academic papers they're writing and how many times those papers have been referred to in their own parliament when decisions are being made. So again, different countries will I suppose, demonstrate their impact in different ways. Now, unfortunately, there's also a lot of turmoil around Europe in this space at the moment because of austerity. Probably one of the most successful institutions, or one of the institutions that a lot of other institutions would look up to, is the Danish Board of Technology. They're currently in serious trouble in terms of their future. There's also been issues with institutions in Belgium, in certain areas of Spain. So even though, I suppose, institutions are demonstrating or showing that they're having an impact, at the same time, in some case, that impact isn't seen as enough, and their futures are being threatened because of austerity issues.
And what is PESITA's view of the Irish technology assessment landscape at the moment?
I suppose we'd a bit of a job at the start, Sean. As I say, Ireland is viewed as a non-PTA country. Part of my role at the start was to actually demonstrate that Ireland has maybe a history in certain elements of TA that goes back a number of decades, and specifically around, I suppose, the role of science in the economy. Now, we're far less well-equipped to deal with science in society, but at least we're doing some aspects of TA on the economic side. I started off maybe by demonstrating that there is some impact and there is some TA happening in Ireland. But in general, I think, and maybe not to be too blunt about it, Ireland, I suppose, would be seen as immature in a lot of ways. And what I mean by that is the Irish STI, Science, Technology, Innovation System, would be seen as immature in a lot of ways, and particularly probably in engagement, the levels of engagement with various stakeholder groups.
Is the PESITA project something that's trying to bring Ireland along with them, or is it something that, for instance, we know is going on in other countries, and there's a group of people like yourself and UCC who are trying to get Ireland on board with it? I'm just trying to get an idea of what's the driver behind us going from being a non-PTA country to a PTA country.
I suppose the PESITA project has objectives, and one of them is to enhance and expand the European capacity for evidence-based policy making around science and technology. So it has a specific objective, I suppose, to increase the geographical landscape of TA in Europe. So hence, it is very interested in promoting TA and TA best practice in Ireland. And hence, we had experts visiting Ireland last week, and they've now given undertakings to come back again and to contribute further. So, of course, I suppose PESITA would like to see Ireland moving along with it, but at the end of the day, it's really up to Ireland as to how far we go with that. We would like to see, some definite signs of engagement and traction on PA and PTA practices. I think, in fairness, the junior minister, Minister Sherlock, has also given his blessing to the PESITA objectives and is interested in what comes out of it. The feedback last week from the workshop was very positive in terms of the number of people that turned up, the level that those people are at in terms of policy making in Ireland, in terms of academic background, in terms of role in society. So as one maybe attendee would have said last week, I think something is, PESITA, the project, is hitting the right notes at the moment in terms of maybe what people are already thinking in Ireland, and maybe specifically around trying to mature our STI system, trying to push the foundations in place for a more robust view of science and technology and the role it should play in Ireland, not just for the economy, but also for society. So I think something is resonating, Sean. We seem to be in the right place at the right time, but as to what comes from that, especially at the moment in terms of of cutbacks, austerity, I'm not too sure.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I wanted to get on to next. I mean, if you think about all the economic challenges that we do have in Europe at present, do you think that the Irish political landscape, with all of these kind of money concerns, are really interested in, and more so are actually up for the challenge of changing the way science and technology are assessed here? And, you know, given the way the country is, how much are we missing out by not having this PTA activity in Ireland at present?
Yeah. I suppose if someone is to be cynical and look back to 2010 and the closure of the Irish Council for Bioethics, you would be led to believe, no, we don't have an appetite for it. In fact, maybe we're going in reverse rather than forward in terms of PTA, in terms of TA. Now, that said, I think people are beginning to realise the risks of not adopting proper TA activities. And what I mean by that maybe is more governance, regulatory, ethical issues. I think there's, I suppose we're seeing around Europe that there's rogue scientists, there's bad science, and it would be naive to assume that the same might not happen in Ireland. And I think the risk, if it does happen, is incredible in terms of the investment we've already put in to the FTI system. And I think we need to safeguard that investment. So I suppose we're still investing, thankfully, sums and large sums in science and technology. But I think it's also time to put corresponding amounts into governance and regulatory frameworks, and also to look at science and technology, just not in terms of impact on economy, but also in society. Again, if we get it wrong, the impacts on society can be incredible. We've seen issues with, you know, bad science, what it can do to societies. And I think it's important that we safeguard against that. Also, maybe it would have been brought up at the workshop last week that the risk of not putting TA into and TA practices into the Irish STI system is that there's a danger we're going to be perceived by potential investors as rather immature. And I think there's anecdotal evidence already that investments that could have come into Ireland in terms of investing in certain types of research hasn't come in. So it has a direct economic impact as well in terms of maybe job creation specifically in the so-called knowledge areas, which is a focus of Irish policy at the moment. And again, it's hard to blame. Why would high-level researchers, research, I suppose, institutions, corporations invest in Ireland when we lack maybe the regulatory the legal, the governance structures to ensure that they perform and research is performed in a correct fashion.
And is this what having a PTA will achieve for Ireland, though? Will this achieve us being able to, I mean, I'm not going to go into the details of any particular scientific field, but there are quite a few obvious ones there where we're desperately in need of some type of regulation. And will having a PTA and having this program active in Ireland, will that achieve what we've been looking for so long in terms of these regulations?
Yeah, I think it depends, again, how far we go with it, Sean. There's many different flavours of TA, but I think as a base, a TA institution should be there to question what we're doing in terms of existing investments. Are we ensuring that existing investments, which are going ahead anyway, are being made in a fair, transparent, robust fashion where the foundations are in place to ensure we're getting value for money from those? So I think that's one role. And okay, maybe it's an enabler of getting benefit, but on the other hand, if it isn't there, the danger is we are not getting as much bang for our buck as we should be. And I think it's there; it can ask questions on that level. Also, it's there, I suppose, to ensure that the research that is being performed is, I suppose, is of the highest impact, not just in terms of economy, but also society. And again, I think in certain aspects, maybe we've been reneging on that responsibility in Ireland. Some would have maybe argued at the workshop last week that we're vacating the field. We're not engaging dialogue on issues such as fracking, on maybe the GMO debate. And how can we then be surprised when we attempt to bring in new policy, and that new policy is maybe being rejected on the ground? So again, I think PTA, even with fairly, I suppose, modest investments, can assist with that process. But at the end of the day, it really depends on Ireland, what it wants to do in this space, and the type of model it adopts. But I would suggest on those issues alone, there's a direct positive impact in terms of what a PTA organisation can do.
And I've already kind of picked up from something you've said earlier, that the workshop was well attended, and by the type of people, it was policymakers and academics. Are we talking about politicians at cabinet level as in terms of policymakers, or where exactly are we talking about in terms of the level of people who attended? Because, you know, I mean, I'm going to be devil's advocate here for a second, but it's quite easy for people on the outside of these things. And okay, I have a background in science communication, but for people who are not maybe as well versed in what goes on with science communication and the types of groups of people involved in it, it'd be very easy for somebody to say, well, you know, it was a very nice talking shop, but were the right people there? I guess is the question I'm asking.
Yeah. So we'd have already engaged with cabinet minister, ex-cabinet ministers, so and as well as we'd have, I suppose, interviewed a range of people. So that's going on outside of the workshop process, Sean. I suppose politicians have expressed their interest in it, have expressed, I suppose, their interest also in the outcome in terms of the recommendations that come out. Now, I can't tell you that they will act upon those, but what I can say, based on maybe the workshop last week, was we would have people involved in, for example, the Advisory Council for Science, Technology, Innovation. We'd have had people from the Environmental Protection Agency, from the Health Research Board, government departments. We'd have had then journalists, science communicators. We'd have had the academics, people involved in civic initiatives. So there's a broad spread there. But what really interested me was there was very strong consensus on certain themes, many of which I've already mentioned to you there, across all stakeholder groups. Now, coming out of the session, I suppose some people that would have been at more senior levels have expressed interest in moving this forward and actually engaging directly with people at a higher level in terms of moving it forward. So I think there's an appetite there. I suppose maybe the question is, and maybe a very big question when we saw what happened to the Irish Council for Bioethics, is will it be marked or matched with a budget? But again, I think there's a lot of things we can do that are reasonably budget neutral. But again, they'll probably have to slot in. But that said, the Irish STI system is currently in a state of flux anyway, with a lot of talks about bodies amalgamating. In fact, some amalgamations have already happened. So maybe the time is right now that when we're amalgamating, moving institutions, that we leave behind, maybe an entity that's specifically looking at this topic, that's a trusted entity, that's impartial. Now, there's no point doing it if the entity that does exist, that's left behind, isn't seen as partial or impartial and isn't seen as fair, etc. So I think, as I said earlier, there's a lot happening in the space at the moment. We seem to be, or what we're hoping to do, is resonating with people. Hopefully something will come from it in terms of the moving of the deck chairs that's happening at the moment.
And were there any specific takeaways or actions, you know, from the workshop that would have a timeline against them that we can actually kind of keep a lookout for? What's next really for, I guess, for the Posita project in Ireland?
Yeah, like what's next for us is we'll be back, let's say, with a second workshop in autumn. So I would hazard, I suppose, maybe if I say probably September, where we hope to act on the various themes that have come out of the workshop last week, which now are being, I suppose, taken on board by those attending, and with some people, I suppose, offering to move the agenda forward. So we, UCC, CETA, would support them between now and the second workshop in trying to get clarity around, is there an appetite and what is that appetite for improved, increased technology assessment in Ireland. So we would then hope to come back, as I say, probably in September for the second workshop and actually have a more concrete workshop in terms of, okay, this is where we're going in Ireland in terms of what we discussed in the previous workshop. So I think a lot should now happen behind the scenes, Sean, in terms of moving the agenda forward. We've got the support of European partners. They've offered to come back for that second workshop. They've also offered to, and they've actually put an offer on the table last week of inviting those that would be interested in moving the agenda forward in Ireland to meetings of associations, European associations, for TA to try and formalise maybe Ireland's involvement at a European and global level. So I think there's things on the table, there's things that should happen, there's things that should happen between now and September. But that said, we have a referendum to deal with the end of this month. But again, I would hope to see progress coming maybe during the summer as a result of what's coming out of the workshop. There's definitely an appetite among those that attended the workshop to move the agenda forward. Hopefully, as I said, that will be now matched by an appetite maybe at senior political levels.
Well, on that note, Paddy, I'd like to thank you very much for coming to talk to Science Chat today, and maybe we can pick up our conversation again in September, and maybe we can have a look and see what has happened in the intervening time.
Many thanks, Sean.
Well, that's it for this episode of Science Chat. You can find out more about the Posita project at www.positaproject.eu, and as usual, you can find out more about this and other Science Chat episodes at www.sciencechat.net/WordPress.